Welcome to the Real Results Podcast. I'm Fatty Mansi, and I'm here to help you lose belly fat and get you the body of your dreams without any extreme diets, workouts, or cardio, and without any detoxes or cleanses that you might have tried in the past that just built bad habits over time. If you're looking to lose 15 pounds or more, and more importantly, keep it off forever, this is the show for you. Welcome to the Real Results Podcast. Today's topic, what we're going to be discussing, is how to get out of a plateau. You hear this a lot. You hear a lot of people getting stuck, feeling like they are stuck in a plateau. And I'm going to give you 10 quick, easy tips that you can like literally start applying right now today to make sure that you get unstuck. All right. So you get out of this rut. All right. Because we've all felt like we've been putting in work before. We've been putting in work in the gym. We're eating clean, we're doing tons of cardio, and we're not seeing progress. And I'm going to give you just 10 quick tips on how to get unstuck. All right, so let's hop right into it. Number one, and I put this for a reason, increase the volume. All right, volume, when we're talking about like lifting and working out, is like the weights times the sets times the reps, meaning how much weight you're actually doing versus how many sets you're actually doing versus how many reps you're actually doing. So increase the volume. So how do you do that? Some quick, easy ways on how to increase the volume in your workout. Number one is you could increase the intensity of your workouts by adding more weight, simply by adding like 2.5 to 5 pounds from week to week. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but think about it like this, guys. If you are adding, let's just say 2.5 pounds a week to every single lift, that is 10 pounds a month, right? If my math is correct, that's 10 pounds a month. And that's 120 pounds over a year. Now, most of us, you're going to get stuck along the way. You're not going to just be able to add 120 pounds over the year. And there's other ways of you being able to increase the volume and increase the intensity. But we're going to talk about that a bit later here. Okay, so number one is increase the volume. All right, increase the volume, increase the intensity of your workouts via adding more weight. Okay, or you could add another set, or you could add another rep, or you can do all of the three, all right? And by doing this throughout the months and years, you're going to see your body change, all right? It is inevitable that you will see your body change because you are making your body adapt to this new weight, this new set, this new rep, all right? So number one is increase the volume. Number one, increase the volume. Number two, routine. You have to get in a routine. If you are just stepping into your workout or stepping into the gym and just kind of like winging it and working out when you can make time or when you quote unquote find time, you're never going to be consistent with it. All right. So I recommend switching up your workouts every 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. With maybe minimal adjustments along the way. And this is like a short and long enough time period for you to track your progress and actually see if you're getting stronger from week to week, okay? So number two is have a routine, okay? Number two is have a routine. You gotta stick with it. If you're switching up your workouts every single exercise and you're trying to like shock the body, then you're not doing it. All you're doing is doing different workouts. You're not gonna actually be able to tell if you're getting stronger from week to week. All right. So number two is build a routine. Number three, all right. Number three is fuel your body. You need to fuel your body. So most of us have done some kind of like starvation diet, have, you know, gone extremely low carb, no carb, any of that, like all that nature. But like, and you can starve yourself and you will lose weight easily. All right. Losing weight is simple. All right, losing weight is simple. You got to eat less. You got to move a little bit more. You guys have heard that before a million times. You got to eat a little bit less. You got to move a little bit more. And that's really what it is, okay? But if you actually want to lose fat, all right, and which is what I focus with my clients, not just weight loss, not just the number on the scale, but like fat loss, seeing their body composition change, seeing the number on the scale change, yes, but feeling the difference in their clothes, right? Feeling like the shirts hug where they're supposed to, you know, on your sleeves, on your arms, you know, feeling the dress fall down comfortably on you, right? Making sure it's hugging in all the right places and not the wrong places. Okay. So you need to fuel your body. Okay. If you want to just like lose a lot of weight, starve yourself, you can lose weight easy. Okay, you're going to get that skinny fat look that you probably have gotten in the past. But if you actually want to lose fat, okay, you should be eating enough to fuel your body. Okay, if you actually want to lose fat, you need to be eating enough to fuel your body. Now, calories and or food is energy. So when you're starving yourself, like most of you have done in the past, when you're starving yourself, you will see that scale move down. You'll get some instant gratification. Then all of a sudden, you're like, I don't know why, but I have zero energy. I have no energy. Well, you have no energy because you're starving yourself. You're not actually fueling your body. So you need to eat enough in order to lose fat and not like crash, all right? You want to be able to fuel your workouts and fuel your body every single step of the way. All right, next one. What are we on? Number one, two, three, four. Number four. This one is underrated. Super underrated. These next two are super underrated. All right, so number four is going to be rest. Number four is going to be rest. You have to give your body the recovery time it needs to repair and or rebuild after workouts, okay? Everybody, like, you know, more is not always better. You have to rest. You have to give yourself and your body enough recovery time it needs to repair and rebuild after your workouts. You'll also have to like schedule sometimes deload weeks. And I do this from time to time with my clients. And what a deload week is basically taking the intensity down. All right. Taking the intensity down for, you know, 1 to 2 weeks, maybe having them eat at maintenance for 1 to 2 weeks so that they can recover, so that they can catch up. And these weeks might feel very boring and like you're just going through the motions. But every single time you do this, you take one step back, you're able to take two steps forward. So then these clients that are like, Fatty, I just want to keep going. I want to keep doing this. I want to keep pushing. What happens is, you know, make sure that they stay their lane and they do the deload week. So then next week they go into it and they're feeling much more energized. They're feeling like they're like ready to get back at it. Okay, so you got to give yourself enough rest and recovery time with obviously nutrition as well to repair and rebuild after your workouts. Otherwise, like you're just like beating up, like it's like a machine you're just continuing to beat up, right? Like you're running on empty gas. Okay, number five, another underrated one, water. Water is the most like underrated supplement, as I like to say, okay? And staying hydrated, guys, is not only going to be great for your skin, but it's going to help keep your body function properly. It's going to help to avoid you getting cramps. It's going to avoid to help you from getting injured. It's just going to help your body function the way it's supposed to function. So how much water should you be drinking? I recommend, just super simple, you can measure it if you want. I don't measure my water, but 3 to 4 clear urinations a day. Yes, that's going to be tough in the beginning, but you will adapt to it, okay? So 3 to 4 clear urinations a day is usually enough water in order to feel hydrated, all right? Number six is a mindset one. Number six is you need to own every single win. Even the smallest victories, all right? Even the smallest victories are worth celebrating, and it's going to help keep you motivated when times get tough. I often hear, like, I'll congratulate my clients whenever they hit a new low, or their shirts are feeling better, or their shorts are feeling better, or dresses are feeling better, or whatever. And I'll say something along the lines of, yo, like, congratulations, let's keep pushing. They're like, well, we'll see if I can stick to this. It's like, you didn't even get to celebrate your win, right? You didn't even you were not even able to, like, sit in that win and just be like, man, that feels good. I haven't hit this number on the scale and God knows how long. Let's see if it lasts, right? Or man, I hit a PR today. I lifted the most amount of weight in the gym I've ever lifted. Okay. But all of a sudden you're like, well, let's see if I can keep that up. It's like, man, just own your shit. Own your win. Own every single win. I got up early and I got my workout in, even though I was tired. That's a win. I tracked all my nutrition. That's a win. I've been consistent for 7 days straight. That's a win. Guys, owning every single win like conditions your brain and conditions you to know that you're the one, right? You're the shit. You're the one. You're the one that does this now. You're the one that is consistently working out. You're the one that hits a new low. You're the one that hits PRs when you're in the gym. You're the one that wakes up at 4 a.m. to get your workout in because you got a crazy day, right? You're the one that stays up late at night and gets your workout in because you had a crazy day. right? Own every single win. If you're watching live, type that in the comments. Own every single win. Own every single win. Number seven. Are we on seven? Seven. Yes. Number seven. Consistency. Consistency. Everybody's favorite word, right? Consistency. That's like the new thing going around. Consistency, working on myself, all this stuff, showing up. But seriously, consistency. All right. Consistency. You can have the best program in the world right here with Real Results Fitness. If you join my program, you can be the best program in the world. Shameless plug. Consistency. All right. You can have the best program in the world. But guys, if you are not consistent, you will never see the progress that you want. You can have the best program in the world. And let's say this workout, let's say you have the best program in the world and it's only 3 days a week or it's only 4 days a week, but you're doing like one or two out of the 3 or 4 days, like you're never going to continuously see progress. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent when you don't want to. You have to be consistent when shit is hitting the fan. You have to be consistent when you're having the worst day of your life and your boss yelled at you and you got a flat tire and your boyfriend or girlfriend is arguing with you and your friends are stressing you out and you got a troll on social media talking to you, right? You got to stay consistent. Doesn't matter. 99% of you that are watching right now and or listening or will be listening on the podcast say that you want to make fitness part of your lifestyle. Here's a wake-up call. You don't make fitness a part of your lifestyle when things are convenient. You make fitness a lifestyle no matter what is going on in your life. So if you get a flat tire, right? If your girlfriend is arguing with you, if your boyfriend is arguing with you, if you just got fired, right? When shit is hitting the fan, that is life's way of kind of testing you and saying like, do you really want to make fitness part of your lifestyle? Let's see. So for all of you, I'm going to side rant for a second. For all of you that are waiting for this right time, all right, that right time has passed you. What's that famous saying? Like the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time to plant the tree is now. So if you're waiting for like a perfect time to be consistent, it's never going to come. Are we still in spring break right now? Or did it just pass? I don't know. After high school, all the holidays are the same to me. So whatever. We are in spring break. Let's just say we are in spring break still. Summer is around the corner. Do you think summer is going to be the perfect time to start? And then what happens after summer? All right. Well, then we have like, then people have like lots of weddings and then there's like Thanksgiving and there's Halloween and then Christmas and then New Year's and I don't have time to work out during New Year's. And that's a busy time of the year. Like guys, there's never going to be a time to stay consistent. There's never going to be a time to stay consistent. If you can do it, and I tell my clients this all the time, if you can do it when you're busy, when shit is like, when life is beating you the fuck up and you're still making it happen, you can do it at any time. You have to stay consistent. All right. What are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got three more. Three more. Type this in the comments. Train with intention. Train with intention. Train with intention. What the hell does that mean? I spoke about this on my Instagram story the other day. I think it was on my Instagram story. But I was talking about like trying to train like a professional. Now, the majority of us listening or watching right now are not professionals, are not professional lifters. Maybe are just starting. Maybe you're 6 months into it and you're just stuck. Like, how the hell do I train like a professional? Okay. What does a professional do? They're very technical, right? They're very technical with things. So if I'm doing bicep curl, for example, if I'm doing a bicep curl and I'm just going through the motions, right? That's not what a professional would do. A professional is going to flex and move and then control it every single way, all right? They're not going to see a girl down the way or a guy down the way or your gym crush and try to just like huck weight up. All right. And just try it like, hey, well, Fatty said increase the volume and overload. So I'm just increasing the volume and overload. Like if you increase the volume and you got shit form, then you're going to get hurt. Train with intention. OK, don't just go through motions, guys. Don't just go through motions. Think about the muscles being worked. If I'm doing a bicep curl, am I actually feeling my bicep? If I'm doing like a shoulder press, am I feeling my shoulders or am I feeling my back because I'm like arching my back because I'm trying to. Because I'm, you know, I'm compromising my form, right? If I'm doing a chest press, am I actually feeling my chest? Am I squeezing at the top? Am I feeling that? All right. Am I controlling it on the way down or am I just like letting it hit my chest? If I'm doing a push-up, Am I feeling my chest or am I feeling my shoulders? Because I'm like shrugging up, right? Am I depressing my shoulders? Like, that's how you train like a professional. You get intentional with the workouts. All right, what am I supposed to be feeling? All right, if I don't feel it here, is that normal? You know, should I warm up longer? Should I lower the weight so I could actually squeeze and feel the muscles working? Guys, you have to train with intention. Think of the muscles that you are actually working out, all right? If you guys want to really get nerdy with it, there is a word for like actually feeling the muscle, and it's called neuromuscular efficiency. You want to Google that, go ahead. But basically, it's like, in short, it's like the mind-muscle connection. All right, two more. Number nine. This is a favorite. Number nine is get off your phone. Get off your damn phone. Stop scrolling social media. All right. I'm as guilty as the next person. I'm guilty. I have to remind myself of this a lot too, because I record a lot of content for you guys. For you, I'm recording a lot of content for you all at the gym. But I always got my phone on do not disturb when I'm in the gym. Because like, if your heart rate has completely lowered, has completely dropped, and you feel like you need to like warm up again, in order to, you know, you feel like you need to warm up again because you're completely cooled down. Like, you're spending too much time on your phone. All right. Stop scrolling on social media. Even if you're just like foam rolling, like foam roll with intention. If you're warming up, like don't warm up. Like, we've all done this where we're like this on the phone and we're just like foam rolling, kind of just like moving around. Like, I know we've all done that. Like, guys, get off your phone. You'd be surprised how much faster your workout is going to be when you are actually in the moment and train. Like, you're there for a reason. Like, you didn't go to the gym to go scroll on your phone. You went to the gym to get better, to get healthier, to feel better. All right. So get off your phone. Literally, your workout will be cut like by a quarter of it. If you're one of those people that are guilty, that are always on their phone, scrolling on social media, like, fucking texting Mary back and forth and then finding out the gossip here and there. Like, guys, like the Kardashians, the gossip will still be there when it's done. All right. So just get off your phone, get intentional with your workouts, like get in and get out. All right. Last one. Number 10 is key. Number 10 is get the help you need. Get the help you need. Guys, if you've been struggling for months on end, if you've been struggling for years, which is most of you, like if you are trying to continue to like nitpick, like swipe workouts from Instagram and you're like YouTubing 20 minute abs and then you're going on TikTok and you're like, how do I find what's the best diet to lose 20 pounds in 20 days? And you're consistently scrolling, you're consistently trying it out on your own, guys, like you need to ask for help. It's time to ask for help from a professional. All right. All the information's online. Like, we already know this. All the information that you need is online. Okay. But chances are, if you're here, if you've made it this far in the video, you've tried that on your own. All right. You've tried multiple things on your own. Reach out to a professional, myself, preferably. Reach out to a professional. Reach out to somebody that has been there and done that. Stop asking your fucking coworker that is constantly doing like Arbonne and detoxes and Herbalife and 30-day shakes and stuff and is constantly losing and gaining the same 30 pounds every few months, all right? Reach out to a professional. Reach out to a professional that lives it, that does it, that has proved it with their clients, that is basically living the lifestyle that you want. Stop reaching out to, you know, your coworker down the street that has lost 30 pounds in 30 days because she's having lemon tea juice and an apple. Like, think about it. Like, who can live like that? Yeah, you'll lose all the weight very fast because you're starving yourself, but then you're going to gain it all back and you don't learn anything in the process. All right. I'm going to fly through these. I'm going to just fly through these one more time. That's it, guys. Those are the top 10 things. So number one is increase the volume of your workouts. Number two is get on a routine. Number three is fuel your body. Number four is rest. Give your body the recovery time that it needs. Number five is water. Number six, own every single win. Number seven is consistency. Number eight is train with intention. Number nine is get off your phone and get intentional with your workouts. And number 10 is reach out and get the help that you need. All right. That is it for today's podcast. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Hope you guys got a ton of value from this. And that is all. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, the number one thing that you can do is share this podcast with someone who you think might get value from it. And if you do want to work with me directly, all you have to do is direct message me on my Instagram at Real Results Fitness. That's Real Results FTNS. DM me with the words fat loss and we can start getting rid of your unwanted fat, get you lean and toned without any extreme diets, cardio, or fat loss trends.